There you go. All right. There is nothing harder. There is nothing harder than to get a room full of people who talk for a living to shut up. So we can. It's really a great challenge here. So, okay. The question, and we have Francis and Amy. So that we can hear one another. If you hold up your hand, then give them a chance to come to you for the microphone, so we can all hear what you're saying. And Emily will cast our pearls up here on the sheet. So the question is, what was the church that Paul was seeing when he wrote this text? What were its characteristics? Who knows? Who's got a hand up? Somebody. Yes, sir, right over here. Francis?
In a nutshell, diverse and Darwinian.
Diverse and Darwinian.
Yeah, diverse by nature. That's the gift of diversity. But Darwinian in social behavior, in that they were fighting to decide who was going to come out on top and who was best.
Okay. Diverse and Darwinian. Thank you. Who else? One. Yes, ma'am.
They did not see the spirit in each other.
They do not see the spirit in each other. Yes, thank you very much. What else about... Yes, ma'am, right over here, Francis.
It's people who forget to value what they have as each gift and wanting what somebody else has because it looks more valuable.
Ah, so they were forgot to value their own and wanted
gift,
what other people
had.
Good point. Yes, sir. Amy.
If you're on a pit crew at Indianapolis, you don't get into debate who's more important, the one that pulls the wheel off or the one that makes sure it doesn't come off while they're driving.
Exactly. So they did not see themselves as part of a community, a team, an us. They didn't have the benefit of Bishop Drew's conversation last night, but they saw themselves as individuals. And for Amy up here with Brad.
It just says that they were formerly pagans, and maybe they were operating out of some of the attitudes that they previously had.
So the old attitudes were present in them, unchanged, and as pagans. Right. Good. Rhoda? For Francis? Rhoda, I've got to say this so Richard knows what microphones to turn on.
It's Francis. No, Francis.
Right. Francis has the microphone.
Is my mic on?
Yes, ma'am. It is.
They were lacking in love.
They were?
Lacking in love.
Lacking in love. Lacking in love. Yes, Francis, over here. Let's go to here with Francis.
I feel a bit guilty. Kathy Brown came up with this one, which was great. We thought they were gathered and hungry for what Paul had to say.
They were gathered and hungry for what Paul had to say. It's a good point. Thank you very much. They were.
Those that were weaker or inferior were being dismissed or dissed or dispensed with.
Weaker or inferior were being dissed or dismissed in some way. True. And back in the back, Jennifer. Get to the bottom, just move to the other. Oh, okay. All right. Yes, sir.
They did not see the Trinity among themselves.
Did not see the Trinity?
Trinity, yes. Lord, Spirit, and God mentioned.
They did not see the Trinity among themselves. Very good. Thank you, sir. And we're on the other end, and we'll be back here. We had a microphone to you right now, coming as quickly as it can, right to you. But in the meantime, Jennifer?
Similarly, they failed to see that God had called them together, and God was not at the center of their church.
God was not at the center of their church and their life together. Yes, ma'am. Francis is fine.
It was picked up here at this table that that all were called to strive for the greater gifts, which we put into the baptismal, we all share in Christ's eternal priesthood.
All of them were called to that. All of them had that calling, had a calling and a gift. Are you, you're just up waving, or are you, oh, okay, there you go. All right, yes, sir.
Picking up on the pagan theme, my gift comes from my God.
The privacy angle. My gift comes from my God. Okay? All right? And here, and then here, and then we're going to turn a corner here very shortly. Yes, ma'am. Amy's mic.
There was not only the problem with people seeing themselves as individuals, but problems with division between slaves and free, Jews and Greeks, so perhaps racism.
Racism is part of their life, or some kind of ism, some kind of division of one kind or another. Yes, Lynn.
They were also a suffering church, even when one member suffered, except they didn't know it, that they were all suffering.
Ah, so they didn't connect that at the level of suffering. Okay. All right. Let's stop here a minute and look and see this church. The church to which Paul wrote is diverse and Darwinian in some of its competitive enterprises. They do not always see the Spirit in one another. They forget to value their own gifts, and as I recall, part of that was that they kind of wanted other people's gifts of one kind or another, some covetousness as well as denying of their own gifts. They operated quite often as individuals and rather than being part of a team. Their old attitudes were unchanged from before. There was a lack of love. They were gathered and hungry for what Paul had to say. They really wanted to hear it. And in the process, the weak and those that regarded the weak by whatever category were oftentimes dismissed. They did not see the Trinity in themselves and the fullness of God. They failed to see God at the center of their church, seeing something else at the center, whatever it might have been. All of them, though, were called to strive for the gifts. All of them shared a calling, but in many cases, it was a privatized. It was an individualistic kind of a faith. My gift comes from my God. There was racism and division by whatever false categories of distinction we have at work in us, and they were a suffering church, but if I remember the comment, that they failed to identify with the people who were hurting and suffering in that category. Now, before we listen for what the Spirit is saying to the church, to what degree does this describe the church in Virginia? Are there glaring exceptions? Are there some things that we would say, well, you know, that's Corinth, that's not us, in any case? How does it look?
Sad.
Sad?
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Not very different.
Not very different. Pathetic, I think, was the word. I couldn't hear it very well. Well, the point, my friends, is that what the Spirit was saying to the church in Corinth, the same church is in Virginia. And so what we need to do is to listen to what the Spirit is saying to this church. And what I want us to do, listen carefully. The question I'm going to ask after you hear the text read again is, what is the Spirit saying to the church? What do you hear? What is the Spirit saying to this church in this text? That's the question that's going to come up after somebody stands up and reads 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Somebody do that? Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that would not. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says that Jesus is person. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. And would someone stand and read 12 through 26? Yes, ma'am, back here. And then Linda, we'll get you the last one, okay? Thank you, ma'am. For the rest of the text. It is customary in some congregations when the lesson is read to conclude it by saying, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And what I'd like you to do is to take a moment and answer that question for yourself. What is the Spirit saying to this church? After a moment's consideration or a couple of minutes consideration, I'm going to ask you to testify to one another. Tell each other, tell this community what you think, excuse me, the Spirit is saying to this church. That'll be our next step. But take a moment, listen to the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit. And then there'll be an opportunity for us to share with one another what the Spirit is in fact saying to the church. Take a moment to work on it.